good night to everyone.
You just heard a rebroadcast of a past live WGXC show.
Box with tubes. Human beings make machines, but no one knows how to control them all. I don't know what the knobs and switches are for. I program my toaster oven and pretend I'm in charge. But actually, I know nothing of the secret circuits and wobbling wheels of artificially intelligent robots.
Right now, are we on the air, lady skill?
Yes,
now,
yes,
I'm sorry. Hey, yo, bust a move.
Hi, this is Mark Ruffalo, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acra.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by WS Carpentry and Services LLC, offering carpentry, renovations, interior and exterior painting, as well as refinishing. Information at wscarpentryandservices.com or area code 518-755-5152.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Nick Pease of East Hampton, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about Creative Community Radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so.
Yes, beloved, he's been shown enough good, shown enough good, shown enough good, shown enough good to me, shown enough good to us, beloved. I don't know where you are or what you're doing, but I can tell you that he's been good to us. We don't have bombs bursting in our air. We don't have troops and tanks marching in our streets. We don't have bullets flying over our heads. He's been shown enough good to us. Thank you, God, for what you have spared us from. Hallelujah. We have our challenges and changes and swift transitions, but I thank God we can still say God has been good. Amen, beloved. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and let me tell you, it ain't easy in these days, hallelujah, to continue to stay steadfast and looking for the bright side. But I tell you, if you look for it, you'll find it. And right now, it's right here with me on WGXC, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC Acre, Hudson, Catskill, New York, WGXC from Ulster County to Albany County and Rensselaer and Green and Columbia and Dutchess. It is WGXC.org, and this is where the bright side is, right here, right now with me on WGXC. Listen, I just want to say shout out to the Columbia County Youth Bureau for their Young Leaders Award dinner. This is something that's been going on for a couple of decades, and I'm just so grateful I've been invited to share in prayer there for the last couple of years. And it's just a beautiful event. So many youth leaders and members of the community who work to help prepare our young people for life today and for tomorrow. And so shout out to Mr. Grand Andinetti, our Youth Bureau Executive Director, and all those who help lift his arms up so that things get done and done well. Congrats on a wonderful event on this past week. And then also State Street Amy Zion Church celebrated their pastor's 11th anniversary on yesterday. And it was just so good to see pastors from around the county that came out to share and to celebrate him and his wife in their role in leadership to feed the flock of Jesus here in Hudson at the State Street African Methodist Episcopal Zion Church. So it was a wonderful event. Congratulations to the team, the State Street family members who thought it not robbery to honor their pastor in this way. It was a beautiful event. I hope you were having some good things and light shine your way this past week. But you know what? We at the start of a new week, too. All right. So we're going to ask God's blessing upon us for this new week. And as we round the corner coming into the last week of the beautiful month of May, the merry, merry month of May. Let us continue day by day to seek God and seek the bright side. Are you with me? My brothers and my sisters, say amen, somebody. Listen, I have 6 songs back to back, 26 minutes of music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hallelujah. So we're going to get ready to get into it. This is how we do it. I trust in God. Elevation Worship, Keep the Faith, Charles Jenkins and the Fellowship Choir, God Will Make a Way, Shirley Caesar, How Great Is Our God, Brother Todd Galbraith, Power Belongs to God, Bishop Hezekiah Walker, Still by Brian Courtney Williams. I trust in God, beloved. Keep the faith. God will make a way. How great is our God? Power belongs to God. Still. After that, I'll come back with my spiritual social commentary for today. So, beloved, you stay right here. Don't go nowhere. We got the music to play, the music with the message for the heart, the mind, and the soul. Hey, that's how we do it. The bright side. All right, now, go ahead and play music.
Jesus is mine. He's been my fourth man in the fire, time after time. Born of his spirit and washed in his blood.
trust in God, my Savior.
The question is, when you're standing at a crossroads, what do you do? Real sweet, when a fork is in the road,
what do you do?
When the world is on your shoulders. When your back is up against the wall.
When your back is up against the wall.
Come on.
What do you do?
What do you do?
What do you do?
You hold on.
You hold on.
And keep the faith.
And keep the faith.
Tell somebody on your road. Say.
Keep the faith.
Come on. Tell somebody sitting around you, keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, encourage somebody else. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Come on, where do you look?
Where do you look?
When there's nowhere else to look.
When there's nowhere else to look.
Where do you turn? When there's nowhere else to turn.
Where do you go?
When there's nowhere else to go.
What do you do?
When there's nothing else to do. You gotta remember, you're in the Master's hand. And the Master has a plan. So hold on. Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
Keep the faith.
God will make a way. I know that He will. I've seen it and He will. Oh, God will bring you out. I know that He will. I've seen it, and I know He will. If you just let Him make a way.
God will make a way. I know that He will.
I know He will.
I've seen it, and He will.
knows exactly what you've been feeling now. So don't you doubt, and don't you give up now. For the God I serve is already working it out. Hallelujah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
God will
bring
you out.
For he knows the way.
I know that he will.
He knows the way out of your problems.
I've seen it that he will.
He knows the way out of your situation.
Some days are weary.
Some days weary.
And you can't see your way.
And you can't see your way.
Some nights are lonely.
Some nights are lonely.
With no one to say.
With no one to say.
You can make it.
You can make it.
It's only a test.
It's only a test.
You can take it.
You can take it.
And don't you think.
And don't you think.
So wipe the tears from
so
your eyes.
The tears from your eyes.
Here's the reason why. Miss LeAndrea Johnson.
Yes, they are.
No one to say.
Yes, you can.
It's only a test.
Only a test.
Yes, beloved, he will be there. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you are listening to WGXC Acra, WGXC 90.7 FM, WGXC.org. We're online. That's how we roll, beloved, with the music for the soul, the heart, and the mind. This is the bright side. There's a bright side somewhere right now, right here with me on WGXC, the music with the message. Oh, hey, ho, God is great, don't you know? this is Don't Quit. Hold on, don't quit. God's on your side. The Mississippi Mass Choir. After that, we're coming back. Yes, beloved, we got the music. How great is our God? Proceeded that power belongs to God. And still with Mr. Brian Courtney Williams, which is a message from me to you, from me for you, and for you for me. Still, how about that? And then we'll be back. All right, don't go nowhere. You stay right here and get blessed by the music with the message. Amen. How great is our God?
How great is our God? Let's go. Let's go.
Destroy!
All the power belongs to God, beloved. All the power belongs to God. Let us ever remember and never forget. Amen, amen. Well, beloved, I want to come and share some of my thoughts, my spiritual social commentary for today. You know, when I look at the scriptures and I look at what's going on in society, nationally, locally, globally, and I look for, you know, okay, God, what does this mean for us? What is it? What's happening here, right? What's happening? Is there any way that I can understand with my human ability and intelligence? Because only God has all power, all wisdom, and all knowledge of all things, right? And we can see in a glass dimly, in the mirror dimly, even in the light dimly, praise the Lord, sometimes. And sometimes the light shines so bright, it illuminates our understanding, and it increases our spiritual intelligence. Praise be to God. All the power belongs to God. Oh, God, I just thank you for yet another opportunity to be in the airwaves and, hallelujah, to bring into the atmosphere the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Your word is powerful, quick, and sharp. Your word divides even the bone and the marrow, God. Let your word do the work. I pray, oh, God, that you'll bless as only you can the hearers, oh God, the receivers, the doers of your word. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah, beloved. I want to share, I came across this scripture in one of my devotionals earlier this week, from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 7 to 12, and reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible, for we know there are many versions of the Bible that have taken from the literal translations of the text. Some versions are the literal translation of the text, and some versions seek to paraphrase what the text says to help people grasp it. Some versions are broken down to more modern English usage. This English Standard Version says, "For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work. Only he who now restrains it will do so until he is out of the way. And then the lawless one will be revealed. Therefore, God sends them a strong delusion so that they may believe what is false." I don't know about you, but in some of the circles that I'm in, people are questioning and wondering, you know, how we've gotten to where we've gotten. And 2 Thessalonians chapter 7 in these verses, chapter 2 rather, in these verses 7 to 12 sort of helps us to get an understanding, because we live in an age of unprecedented access to information, but we also live in this time when there's unprecedented access to disinformation, to deception. And the Apostle Paul's words in 2 Thessalonians are strikingly relevant for today. Can I get an amen? Both in America and around the world. He warned of a time when lawlessness would thrive, not just through open rebellion, but by the spiritual and moral deception, and that strong delusion would overtake those who refuse the truth. So let's unpack this for a moment. Paul tells us that the mystery of lawlessness was already at work in his day. This lawlessness, beloved, is not just rebellion against government, but against the moral order and truth of God. And it operates under the surface for a season, subtle and pervasive and deceptive. And we have current examples how in the U.S. and globally we are witnessing an erosion of faith. In a 2024 report by the Pew Research Center, it found that nearly 65% of Americans say it's hard to tell the difference between what's true and what's not on social media. And if you saw recently this posting, supposedly Pope Leo XIV responding to an African president and holding accountable the church in the Western world for the crimes that they have committed and are ongoing in Africa, you would see what we mean. Hard to tell that that was AI generated and not the actual Pope Leo XIV. We have current examples of deep fake videos and synthetic AI-generated footage used to impersonate political leaders and spread lies and manipulate public opinion. And in 2023, deep fakes were used in elections from Argentina to Slovakia and, of course, here in America, to push false narratives. Beloved, I've spoken to people who get their information from TikTok, and Instagram, and they truly believe this is verifiable, researched news. The idea of fact-checking, which now we know even social media organizations have now said they won't even do. Come on here, somebody. This is lawlessness cloaked in technology, and it masquerades as information, but it's engineered to deceive. Paul tells us the lawless one will be revealed. And he speaks of a time when the restraining force is removed and the lawless one, often seen as an antichrist figure, will be revealed. There's a restraint that is held this lawlessness from permeating the world, but there's a time when the restraint will be removed. Some have said and argued as theologians that they're talking about a time when the Holy Spirit, who holds back this lawlessness, is removed. And that refers to the rapture of the church, the removal of the church's influence in the world. Then there are those who argue that, you know, it's the collapse of government and law in government. And when we see government being weakened, when we see law being weakened in society, then we can expect and anticipate as government collapses or is weakened, that the man of lawlessness can emerge. And some say that it is the Archangel Michael who restrains satanic powers until an appointed time, right? But Paul tells us that there will come a time when lawlessness will be on the move, when the restraining force is removed and the lawless one is revealed. And this doesn't just mean overt evil. It means sometimes the subtle exaltation of self, the dismantling of moral foundations, and the blurring of good and evil. And we see in current examples disinformation campaigns from state actors and domestic groups that are designed not just to mislead, but to undermine trust in elections, in science, in the church, and even in God's word. Oh, this is fertile ground for the lawless one, beloved, a generation primed to believe lies because they've been trained to reject absolute truth. That Paul tells us that they refused to love the truth. They refused the truth. They refused the truth. And this is maybe the most sobering part. The deception is not merely external, but it's an internal thing where the love of truth is rejected, and truth, when available, is rejected. And many today are not victims of deception by accident. They are participants in it by choice. They prefer convenient lies over convicting truths, entertainment over righteousness, and sensationalism over the word of God. This isn't just a media issue. It's a spiritual crisis. Paul tells us that God sends a strong delusion. And this is one of the most chilling things, the verses in the scripture, that God allows those who reject truth to become further entrenched in lies. It's not because God is unloving. It's because they persistently choose darkness. Oh, beloved, amen, of the increase of lawlessness and deception. But praise be to God, beloved, we can respond. We can cling to the word of God. We can discern and ask God for discernment so that we can discern when we hear what is true what is a lie. We can discern what is true, that when we hear something that is wrong, we can discern and know to do what's right. Hallelujah. We can discern. We can guard our hearts and our minds and stay rooted in prayer, stay rooted in the community of believers, and stay rooted in the word of God. We can respond by speaking truth in love, because the world needs truth and it needs the grace of God to be delivered from the lawlessness and deception that has been unleashed. Oh, in this age of deception, Lord, we ask you to guard our minds. We ask you to help us to love in truth, to discern lies, to walk in the light of Christ. May we not be swept away by the tides of lawlessness, but stand firm in your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah, beloved, and amen. God is good, and he would not have us to be ignorant of the adversary's devices. It's all in the book, beloved. We only got to take a look. I've got more music, for the mind, the heart, and the soul, beloved. And so here we go with a little bit more soul. This is Still by Mr. Brian Courtney Wilson, and we thank God for the word and the music, for the mind, the heart, and the soul.
Admittedly, I can be anxious at times as I consider the challenges I have to face. Like when I work to get ahead and still fall behind, I start to wonder if I was meant to win the race. Striving to do things right, and when things go wrong, tempted to hide. Time I will be still. This time I will be still. Thankfully, it's hard for me to keep feeling this way when I consider who is on my side.
The Lord is my help,
walking with me every step I need to take on the desperate days and the long dark nights. Oh,
24/7, he never sleeps.
Thank you, Father.
And when I remember, he brings me
obey the words that I speak and bow down to my faith, because I've got a word to do and I'm gonna see it through. God showed me the way and I'm choosing it today. The mountain has to move, the mountain must obey.
Yes, beloved, I have decided this time I will be still. Listen, I've got work to do, all right? Can't be tossed to and fro with every wind and every doctor and every train, every change. this time I'm just going to be still. The word of God in Psalm 46 and 10 tells us to be still and know that I am God. Beloved, listen, we can't reject the truth. We can't reject the truth. The truth is that, you know, we've done some dastardly things in America. Let's reckon with that, and let's thank God for the grace that he's bestowed upon America and doing the good things that we have been able to do too. The two can exist at the same time. We have this history, we have this present, but we also have a future. Hallelujah. Amen. We have to understand the truth. In Matthew 25, the Lord says that I was sick and you did not care about me. Hello, Medicaid and Medicare. Oh my God, being ravaged for what? Oh my God, I was a foreigner and you took me in. Oh my God, what's happening? Come on here, beloved. I was hungry and you fed me. We have to be concerned when our food programs and the programs to help those most in need are being snatched out from under them and voices are silent. Come on, we can't reject the truth. That's what lays the foundation for the lawless one to come. We pray that God will shed grace upon America continually and that we will be all that we can be. Let the church say amen. I want to say Pentecost Sunday is coming up. The birth of the church is also the birth of Overcomer Ministries, where I am the founder and the pastor. We had to become, not by choice, but by challenge, the church beyond walls. Amen. And we have been moving in that direction for some time. We're going to be at the Story Screen Theater on Pentecost Sunday, and we'll have more information about that on our webpage at www.omichurch.com. If you want to, you know, find out where we are and come and celebrate Pentecost with us, we'd love to see you. Juneteenth is coming up, and the postings will be there as well. Juneteenth celebrated at the Rothermel Park in Kinderhook, New York. We're excited about that, and shout out to Reverend Linda Van Alstyne, who's been coordinating that community-wide celebration of community of faith and like-minded believers. Happy birthday to all you May babies. Happy anniversary to all you May lovers. Yes, we wish you the best, and may this next revolution around the sun with the sun be among your very best ones. If you're sick or shut in, if you are feeling lost or lonely or confused, if you're feeling depressed or stressed, if you're grieving and bereaved, know from my heart, we are praying for you. God has people praying for us. When we didn't know how to pray or the power of prayer, there was somebody praying for us, and it's our time and our turn now. We're praying for you, and I want you to remember that no matter how dark the clouds may be or how gray the day, there is a bright side somewhere, because the sun is still here and the sun still shines. So, beloved, don't quit in the dip. Hang in there in Jesus' name. Well, my time is just about up, beloved, but until we meet or speak again, stay strong in the Lord. Remember never to forget, God loves you, and so do I. Mr. Donnie McCurkin, Pastor Donnie McCurkin, takes us out with These Are the Days of Elisha.
Dry bones becoming as flesh, and